I'm joined in the studio by Sapphire Rhodes Olivia. And is it Rode?
Yeah, it's pronounced Rode. Yeah, Rode, like, you know, the people slinging guitars and cases and amps and all that.
Yeah, that's the dream, though, isn't it? Because you know as well as I do, when you go out to do gigs, it's you lugging the gear.
Yeah,
most of the time.
I am the roadie.
Yeah.
it's funny. My mom, she always told me, you should start a band called Olivia, Roadie and the Roadies. Mm. And I thought, yeah, real original, Mom.
Where did you get the name Sapphire Road?
So Sapphire Road, it came from our former lead guitarist, his name is Ryan Brennan, but that was his birthstone, Sapphire, and Road is kind of a pun off my last name.
Yep.
We kind of came up with that, and it stuck, and that's what we've been calling ourselves ever since.
What is the dream for you? What would be, is it just making a living out of it, or is it getting a massive album?
My dream would have a massive album, yeah. You know, selling a lot of units, gigging all over the world. I've really kind of reevaluated things in this last year. Because, you know, we only have one life to live. I want to enjoy it. But, I mean, that'd be great and all fame and fortune and whatnot. But, you know, just to, I guess, make some money off of my music, live a comfortable life, and be able to pursue my passion, bringing joy to other people through my music. And, yeah, just living a life of low stress, happiness, and spending it with my honey.
Aww. I love the way she's gone red. She's gone red now. It's either that or that coffee that I mean, made earlier. I don't know.
I mean, that's the idea. Yeah. Something along those lines, you know. But, I mean, I wouldn't mind playing, what is that, O2 Arena?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could happen.
Who would you like to work with? If you could work with anybody that's well-known, they could be alive or dead, probably not the best people to work with, but who would be, is your musical kind of icon that you'd love to work with?
One of my favorite bands is the Carpenters. Karen Carpenter, I just love her voice and just the fluid and her flow, pitch, tone, everything. Mm. So I would love to, you know, work with her.
Yeah.
Even though she's passed on. That would be great, you know, to do a duet with her, or, you know, even just get a few tips.
Yeah.
You know, be in the same room as her. I mean, that would be amazing. But I think it'd be really cool to do some type of music collaboration with Garbage. I kind of find a little bit of similarities with Sapphire Road and Garbage.
Mm.
Even a little, maybe the Cranberries. That'd be great little spin-off too.
Yeah. I think Karen Carpenter, you mentioned her. She was one of the top jazz drummers, wasn't she, in the world? Jazz.
That's where she got her start, yeah. Was playing drums. Yeah,
amazing.
She's from Downey, California, which is a suburb outside of Los Angeles.
Mm. Very difficult to cover her songs.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I don't get up to do that.
I do a couple covers of hers. And it's no way a comparison, but I think they turn out pretty nice. I've really noticed in the last few years, singing has turned into sport. You know, they have all those TV shows, The Voice, X Factor, American Idol, and it's great and all. I guess it just kind of comes with evolution and time and everything. But yeah, it's just so much of a sport now, you know? It's like, hey, can you just sing the song normal, please? Yeah, just sing the tune.
Mm.
Yeah.
So where can people get hold of the album?
You can get a hold of the album on iTunes. It's going to be on Spotify, YouTube. And I will have some hard copy CDs. So if you guys just go to my website, oliviarodemusic.com. Just shoot me an email, you know, send me a message, give me your address, and I'll be sure I can send you guys one of those. I got a couple fans up in Manchester. My buddy Andy, he just left me a comment, said, coming in loud and clear, and he's listening to us all the way in Manchester. So, hey, Andy, thanks for the support. Get in touch with me. I'll be sure I can get you the music either way, whether it's digital or hard copy.
And we're going to leave on this track, which is Sunbeam, and this is the first single.
It is.
From the album. So have you already shot the video for this already?
I have not yet, but hopefully when I get back to the States, start working on that.
Mm.
And I'm going to be working on another cover CD in harmony too.
Yeah.
So if you have any song recommendations, send them my way. See if I can record those for you.
And are you going to come back here and start maybe even doing some acoustic, you know, without the band? Is that something for your next visit?
That's something I've really been thinking about quite a bit, and I'd absolutely love to do that, whether that's, in London or in the, you know, the suburbs around it. Any way I can get my foot in the door to get a gig, you know, get a few pounds. Mm. I mean, that would be great. Yeah. I can't expect, you know, to get paid right off the get-go, but you know, if anyone out there has a restaurant or bar and they want some good live music, get in touch with me. I'll give you a good deal.
You'll easily get gigs all over the place once you go into London or coming out to Essex. Are you staying in London at the moment?
I'm staying in London, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, old MacDonald Farm down the road. I'd be happy to sing for the goats. You know?
They might have something. That's not a nice thing to call the owners of that place. Never mind. Yeah. Rude. I am kidding. Thanks ever so much. You've been fantastic live.
Oh, I had a great time. Thank you.
Make sure when you come back, you do some gigs.
Absolutely.
And get out there and play. What are you doing for the rest of the afternoon? Are you going for lunch now? Are you going for champagne lunch or something?
Yeah, champagne lunch. That sounds nice.
What's the most important thing in your life besides your music?
I'd have to say it's the person to my left, Carrie.
Carrie, yeah. What have you got to say about that? This will be on radio. I'll keep this in the interview. Do you have anything to say back?
I feel the same way.
Oh, this is what we love. This is a good way to end a Friday show with a bit of love and harmony in the studio. Thanks very much to Olivia. It's Sapphire Road. The album is out on the 14th of February. It's called Is This Cinema? And we're going to play the track now, which is called Sunbeam. Thanks very much for coming in. Lovely to meet
pleasure.
You. You're welcome.